With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton finished 6 hours of testimony today in front of the House Oversight Committee meeting in the Clintons' hometown of Chappaqua, New York. James Comer, the Republican chairman, says the House Oversight Committee is not singling out the Clintons.
The Democrats voted to subpoena the Clintons. The Democrats voted with the Republicans to hold the Clintons in contempt. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats have just as many questions for the Clintons as the Republicans. So this isn't a partisan witch hunt.
Former President Bill Clinton gives his deposition to the committee tomorrow. Iran and the United States held hours of indirect negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program, but walked away without a deal. That left the danger of another Mideast war on the table, as the U.S. has gathered a massive fleet of aircraft and warships in that region. Iran has a large supply of missiles capable of hitting American bases in the Middle East or Israel. On the battlefront, a fierce Russian overnight barrage injures several people in a key Ukrainian city.
Video provided by the State Emergency Service shows the upper floors of residential buildings on fire in Zaporizhia, the region's home to Europe's largest nuclear plant, which is currently held by Russia and remains a sticking point in peace negotiations. The service reports at least 9 people were injured in that attack. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine also adds Russia's used over 5,200 kamikaze drones against Ukraine. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Russia launching a barrage of 420 drones and 39 missiles at Ukraine overnight. Dozens of people, including children, were injured. Afghanistan launching an attack on Pakistan to retaliate for Pakistani airstrikes on Afghan border areas earlier in the week, claiming to have captured more than a dozen Pakistani army posts in the latest escalation of violence. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Vermont.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom sued on behalf of a Christian couple, and state officials have decided to settle. ADF has released a statement saying, quote, "No parent should be forced to lie to a vulnerable child about who they are, much less promote irreversible and life-altering procedures that don't have any proven health benefits." ADF won a similar case in Massachusetts last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Speaker of the House is praising a court decision that will allow the Ten Commandments to be posted in Louisiana's public school classrooms. Mike Johnson, who represents Louisiana, says the new law is not an effort to establish religion, but to acknowledge the country's history and tradition. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says it's too early to make a judgment call on that law's constitutionality. This is SRN News. The East Tennessee Children's Hospital is now known as the Dolly Parton Children's Hospital. Hospital officials say the name change announced Thursday promises to transform pediatric care in the region. Parton had donated $1 million to research that helped produce Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Instagram planning to alert parents if their kids repeatedly search for terms clearly associated with suicide.
The alerts will go to parents enrolled in Instagram's parental supervision program. The platform says it already blocks such content from showing up in teen account search results. The announcement comes as Meta faces 2 trials over harm to youngsters. One of the trials questions whether Meta's platforms deliberately addict minors. The other trial seeks to determine whether Meta failed to protect kids from sexual exploitation online. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.